Columbus, W224EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Tropical Storm Debbie made a second landfall overnight in South Carolina and is now a threat from Georgia to Vermont. Lisa Trueblood is just outside Raleigh.
I'm just gassing up my car. I got extra gas, extra water, and filling my tub, things like that, making sure I have non-perishables. Flashlights, candles.
Heavy rain and flooding from Debbie expected to linger in the Northeast through the weekend. In the presidential race, the Democratic ticket of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz hit the swing states of Wisconsin and Michigan Wednesday. Walz on the attack against former President Trump.
He mocks our laws. He sows chaos and division amongst the people. And that's to say nothing of the job he did as president.
Less than 90 days till the November election. The government's weekly jobless claims report is due out this morning. Analysts say more claims could be a sign the economy is weakening. This is ABC News. A new lawsuit claims the five people aboard the Titan submersible suffered terror and mental anguish before the vessel imploded on its way to see the wreckage of the Titanic last year.
The $50 million lawsuit claims the crew dropped weights about 90 minutes into the dive, indicating they tried to abort the mission. The lawsuit claiming the crew may well have heard the carbon fiber's crackling noise grow more intense as the weight of the water pressed on the Titan's hull. By experts reckoning, they would have continued to descend in full knowledge of the vessel's irreversible failures, experiencing terror and mental anguish prior to the Titan ultimately imploding.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. Last month ended more than a year of record-setting global temperatures.
July, it was the end, marks the end of a streak of 13 consecutive months with global monthly record.
Atmospheric scientist Julian Nicholas. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick update about fun on the cheap. Board games. There's a bunch of new stuff out there that's a cheap way for families to have fun. Here are a few of my new favorites. Wavelength is a party game. It's a spin on charades or Pictionary. You predict your partner's response to something. It's fun, it's smart, and we always end up laughing and laughing. And then there's Five Crowns. It's a great card game for a family of all ages. It's cheap to buy, and it's easy to learn. It's like Rummy, but with more suits. And last but not least, my favorite game is Wingspan. It's a competitive game about bird watching, which I love on so many levels and my kid tolerates with me on special occasions. And good news, you can often try before you buy because sometimes local libraries have games you can check out. Head over to workmoney.org for more tips. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz in Eau Claire Wednesday. Here's James Kelly.
Vice President Kamala Harris and her newly named running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, held a rally in Eau Claire on Wednesday. Vice President Harris and Governor Walz were met with cheers from an enthusiastic crowd and chants like, "We're not going back." Their remarks focused on their vision for the future of America, including access to abortion, strengthening the middle class, and criticisms of the Project 2025 agenda. Campaign staff estimated a 12,000-person crowd in the Eau Claire event district.
James Kelly reporting. Republican running mate J.D. Vance also in Eau Claire Wednesday. The Ohio senator is holding adjacent events known as bracketing as the Democratic ticket campaigns in key swing states. Vance says it's important for the Trump campaign to talk to people and make their case. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Packers' injury list grows. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL training camp week 3, and the Packers' first-round draft pick, offensive lineman Jordan Morgan, is injured.
He had a shoulder. It's nothing long-term, but he's going to be out probably for a week or so.
Head coach Matt LaFleur. The Packers play the Browns in Cleveland this Saturday. Baseball, 8 runs and 16 hits. The Brewers beat the Braves last night in Atlanta 8-5 to win the series. Pat Murphy.
You talk about how relentless our offense was today. It was relentless, and it wasn't a lot of extra base hits, but You know, it was relentless.
And at the Olympics, U.S. sprinter Kenny Benarek from Rice Lake, Wisconsin, qualifies for the 200-meter finals with a time of 20 seconds flat.
I mean, I already knew what pace I was at. And for me, it was like, hey, I know I'm there. I just got to make sure to execute the race, step on the gas, and don't let up. I'm not surprised with what I ran. Only thing I was just hoping for was the wind to work with me, and it did, and I'm happy with my performance.
A replay of today's finals coming up tonight on NBC. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today, 75. Wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine still breezy with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the punk band Radio for Pets, who will blow the roof off the joint live in the studio, and Milwaukee-based actress and comedian Alicia Alstetter.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. The John and Gordy Extravaganza. If we overlook State Street on a beautiful, gorgeous morning.
We're not overlooking it. We're going to be on it.
Yeah, I just can't. Yeah, tonight we'll be out there, stranded in the street. You know, we'll be begging. I'll have my cart there, my shopping cart.
Yeah, your sleeping bag.
I want everybody to fill up the shopping cart with canned goods for John Peterson.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, man.
There you go.
No, it's the Madison Night Market.
Oh, yes,
tonight,
that's
John.
What it is.
What they'll fill your cart with. Goods and beautiful things.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So, hey, rise and shine. Shake a leg up in Adam. Top of the morning to you.
Hello.
It's 7 minutes past the hour. A few
What's
clouds
the weather looking
there?
Like today?
Well, you
man.
Know, I was just looking out the window there, and it looks pretty nice so far.
Yeah.
We're at 62 degrees. Let's roll the weather roulette wheel and see where we get
starting.
For a high temperature today, Sam. Round and round it goes. Where it stops, black or red. Here we go. It's going to be a high of 76 today.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful. Perfect.
Perfect. Yeah,
it's gorgeous.
Fantastic.
Just
right.
Gorgeous.
Southern California
what
weather.
We like. Yeah.
It's like San Diego. Walked out of the house, and my wife had left the cover off of our pellet.
Sorry about that.
Our pellet smoker.
Yeah.
And I was just saying, oh, my gosh, what if it had rained? You know, they do have electronics out there on those pellet grills because it's plugged in. It's an electronic thing instead of a LP thing.
Yeah.
And it burns the pellets and it smokes the food. And,
right.
And she left the cover off last night. Boy, oh, boy.
They'll
be held to pay later.
Damn it. That's trouble.
No, what
that's,
happened?
That's
not trouble.
Pellets are expensive.
No, no.
You can't get them wet, period? I thought maybe you...
No, it's the gadgets and gizmos outside. It's electronic.
Yeah.
And
the
you don't want to get...
You
know, no, the pellets aren't. And they're covered. But the electronics, you don't want to get water and dampness inside there, except you have to have the cover on most of the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Different from the other grills.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But anyway, I was just kind of freaked out. But it's a beautiful day, so the grill gets a little breather, you know? Gets to be out there in the sunshine.
Good deal.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm going to need a grill for my new house, aren't I?
You need one.
I'm going to need an outside grill.
Yeah. And the way to get a grill now is just to go out and get a pellet grill.
Really? The pellet is the way to go?
The pellet grill is the way to go.
Sam doesn't agree.
Well, I've never used one, so I can't speak on using a pellet grill, but I was going to ask charcoal versus propane.
Mm. Oh, I would go propane, but that may be not the right answer.
Hmm.
Wow. Talk about playing it safe.
Yeah.
You don't have to play it safe on that question. It's a preference.
Using natural gas, like no propane, it's gas, it's a fossil fuel, it's not right.
I kind of moved to propane. I just got tired of the charcoal thing, and then the charcoal thing started getting like real wood
right,
charcoal, and I thought that was really cool, and that kind of worked out better, lights faster. But then, I don't know, the LP just seems to work better. You can gauge it. You know, it's just cleaner. Better. It's cleaner. Yeah.
But then
we got the pellet grill, which you have to plug in. And I thought the pellet grill was a gimmick.
I don't get the pellet grill.
A gizmo. I saw it for the first time at Costco. I thought, wow, who's going to do this? Yeah. And who's going to buy pellets? What the hell, you know?
Well, they have different flavors, too, don't they?
And they have different wood.
Yeah.
Wood pellets, sense. Yeah.
Why is there a plug involved with wood-burning pellet things? I don't...
Automatic.
You turn it on and it heats it up. And there's a little thing in the bottom
of
the grill.
Is it more of a smoker or a grill, John?
Yeah.
It's actually both.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And it really is. Anne does most of the grilling, it takes about 4 or 5 hours.
See, that's more of a smoker,
that's
it
great.
Sounds like.
For chicken quarters. You put them out there, and it just smokes. It's a thermostat on there, and it just grills and smokes all day long.
So she does most of that. Interesting.
Yeah. And it's fantastic stuff. I mean, it's so good that you want to keep doing it all the time, but it's not good for you to have smoked.
We
got to
get Chris Casper's opinion on this, because he's a big hobby barbecue guy.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, he might be a traditional barbecue guy, too, you know?
I don't know. Chris Casper is one of our engineers here at WMDX, and he is a brilliant cook. He's brought in his stuff. Yeah. He brought in some pork stuff that he did and was like, wow.
Well, I challenge
that's not leftovers
him.
From a relief.
That's it. Challenge them.
You should.
No, throw down, man.
Yeah, you know, some of these guys are really good at this, and they do have an actual smoker, which really does a fantastic job. A pellet smoker is really good, but an actual smoker is just fantastic, and that takes days sometimes to do the work that you need.
What the?
Yeah.
Never
amazing.
Heard of such a thing. Well, maybe we'll see him tonight at the market.
You know, I go
market.
Out and do the census out in the middle of nowhere in Wisconsin. Yeah. They have these huts, these smoking huts.
Really?
Yeah. These farmers go out there and they smoke their meats, and it's just incredible. I mean, you get near it and you smell like smoke for the next week and a half. So I don't know. They walk into these things and smoke is pouring out, and it's just
sounds healthy.
And it's so good. It smells so fantastic, but it's really not good for your health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To eat it either.
Right.
Maybe.
No,
right. That's
what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Doesn't matter about how you smell.
Yeah. Or just walking into the building.
Chemicals.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why the smoke would be. It doesn't have nitrates in it, but for some reason, the smoke is not the best thing to have a regular diet of. But you can have it every once in a while.
Oh, sure. Everything in moderation.
Right.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Hey, let's get a little distracted.
sorry
about that, man.
Right.
He's really mad.
No. So one more
I'm
thing.
Not mad at all.
No,
I'm
just tired.
You know, I am tired. I'm surprised you're so chipper. You said you only had 3 hours of sleep, 3-4 hours of sleep.
I know, you turn on the microphone, suddenly, all of a sudden it just goes
just
away.
It goes away.
Babbling.
But I have 4 hours sleep. I'm in a state of, you know, shock here. Did I have to get up?
The caffeine's hitting you now.
It is a little bit, yeah. Okay.
Hey, let's get to the National Day calendar. It's sitting here, and we got a lot of days to go through. So,
which one of
these days does not belong? Is it National Pickleball Day or not? Is it National Mochi Day or not? M-O-C-H-I.
Mochi?
Mochi? Is
I
that
think,
what you
I
know
think,
what it is?
I think so. I've
Mochi.
Yeah, so you know that's
it.
One of them.
It's a dessert.
Mochi?
National.
Mochi.
I don't know.
Stop it.
National Whataburger Day. How about National Global Sleep Under the Stars Night? What? Is it CBD Day? Frozen Custard Day? National Happiness Happens
There's
Day?
There's too many choices now.
I'll pare
CBD
down.
Day.
National
you can't
Dollar
CBD.
Day.
Possibly remember them all.
Sneak some zucchini into your neighbor's
porch
Day.
Oh, would you please stop?
Or is it National Podiatrist Day?
Did you actually do that?
No, there's like 10 days today.
Okay.
Different
but
choices.
Did your neighbor sneak zucchini into your yard?
Oh, I've got a story about that.
No,
do you
don't.
Really?
Oh, I definitely do.
All right.
Okay,
I have to get to
writing
it.
Down zucchini.
All right, anybody want to guess which one of those days does not belong?
It's
or
not
do we care?
Zucchini
into
all right, let's
your
just
yard
zoom
day.
Through it. What's that?
not sneaking zucchini into your...
Actually, that is a day. Oh, it's today. Okay. Should we start with that one?
All right, let's start with that one.
Did you have a guess, Catherine?
Do I have a guess?
Of which one of these days does not belong?
I can't remember them all. There were too many. The first three seemed that something was amiss.
It's not National Podiatrist Day.
Oh, that was the last one. Yeah.
It's National Pickleball Day. We've talked about pickleball before.
I have pickleball paddles, and I haven't used them in a year.
Yeah, you like it? Is it fun? Can you go to a regular tennis court and play pickleball, or do you have to go to a pickleball court?
I think you can play on a tennis court.
You can, but you'd be playing the game wrong.
Oh, wow. Judgy.
Thanks, Sam.
Wow.
Judgy.
Good one. National Mochi. What is mochi? Does anybody know what this is?
M-O-C-H.
I think it's a Japanese dessert.
It is a Japanese dessert.
Is that what it is?
It's a frozen treat that comes in a little... flattened out ball.
Okay, my computer is now gone.
Okay,
half ball.
Okay, I can't get back. Why can't I get back?
You have to slow computer again.
This is a fine Civic Media computer. I don't know.
Don't you complain about
Mochi Day? It went for a ride on Mochi Day. See what happens this time. Okay, here we go.
Yeah. Mochi.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Okay.
You're going to define it now?
Which means we're celebrating sweet Japanese rice cake, mochi, on National Mochi Day. Follow along as we share a few surprising facts. Okay. Mochi is a traditional Japanese rice dessert made from glutinous rice. Dates back to the 3rd century. Wow. During the Nara period. In fact, mochi is said to have evolved during the same time as rice. Okay.
You both are giving Gordy blank stares right now.
Well, has anybody had it? Have you eaten it? Has anybody tried it?
I've tried it. Sophia showed them to me.
Did you like it?
They're all right, yeah. It's kind of...
They don't have chocolate in them.
It sounds like junk food to me.
Yeah, it sounds tasteless.
Well, yeah, it's a dessert.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just sticky rice.
Yeah.
It didn't have, the consistency of rice at all. It's, I think, just made with rice flour. Mm. But it was a squishy, kind of cakey sort of thing. Little. Yeah. Like the size of a vanilla wafer.
Nothing could be cheaper than that.
Yeah.
Just getting something cheap. White rice.
Speaking of food, it's National... What?
Somebody's taking a photograph across the street.
Squirrel. Shiny object. What?
They're taking pictures outside.
Taking pictures out on the corner there.
Yes.
It's National Whataburger Day.
Whataburger?
Whataburger.
Whataburger.
I think this is a commercial.
Yeah, it is.
Can I tell you, I made a turkey burger for my daughter last night that was... Yeah. Artistic.
No kidding.
First of all, turkey burger. Yeah. Not easy, because you want to make sure you get that thing to 165.
Right. Okay.
I fried it in butter. I put butter on the grill.
That's
my sister
good.
Told me. I buttered the little buns, too, mm-hmm. put them on this little thing in the middle of my stove. And it was ridiculous.
It was good.
Butter. Who knew?
Yeah.
That makes things taste so much better.
So you have a flat grill in the center
in the center of my
Oh, that's
kind of
cool. Yeah.
Cool.
In the apartment, not in the house. The house is going to have I didn't think sticks that I have to rub together.
Okay. Good luck with that.
Already you're ripping your new house.
Don't talk to me about my house yet. Don't talk to me about my house.
Okay,
I don't I don't like what happened yesterday.
It's global... Okay.
Later, I'll tell you.
Global Sleep Under the Stars night tonight.
Mm.
As a night to spend outdoors enjoying this sensational night sky. I think we're going to have cloudy skies here tonight.
But in Madison, it's not too much white... what do you call that? White...
Light pollution?
Light pollution in Madison. You have to get out of downtown, certainly. I know it's in my apartment downtown. Mm. Too much light pollution. But you just get out to Middleton. Maybe you're good.
Yeah, we're good.
Right?
We're good
You see the sun. See the sun and the stars.
I see the stars all the time out there.
I'm going to sneak through these to the last two on the list. National Happiness Happens Day.
It does.
This sounds too good to be true. National Happiness Happens Day. Each year, let's just let it happen. You know, happiness. Because happiness happens. The day encouraged happiness all day long. Recognize every moment of glee, joy, delight, and pleasure. Well, it's kind of like our morning show.
Yes.
Exactly. I was going to say, I'm feeling that
delight.
This morning already.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
We've got one more to go. We're going to save this one for the best.
This is the big one,
the best is last, but we'll have to save it here for a moment. You're listening to the John and Gordy Show along with Catherine Lake for a Thursday morning, 18 minutes past the hour. We're coming right back with one more national day. What is it? What is it? Whoa.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
It's another swinging day.
Yeah, baby.
At WMDX 92.7 FM 1580 AM. And check out the Civic Media app as well. Text us, give us a call that way, and you can hear us anywhere in the globe.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The international show.
John Peterson, Gordy Young, Catherine Lake, and Sam Davison. We're all here along with you. And we have one more thing on the National Day calendar. It sneaks some zucchini into your neighbor's porch day.
Don't understand it.
I don't either. But sneak some zucchini into your neighbor's porch day is August 8th, which is today. It's a gardener's way of to rid themselves of extra produce. For some, this day offers a way to get rid of the garden of overproducing squash plants.
Is that happen? Is that because it's easy to grow? Like easy to grow, Sam?
Zucchini just grows
they
so
just,
fast.
They just Sam, grow like crazy.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I found out about this day probably 4 or 5 years ago, and it happened especially when I worked at the summer camp a few years ago.
Yeah.
I would like go to Walmart or a farmer's market and buy a ton of zucchini and go around to everyone's cabin and put zucchini on their doorstep. So then when they wake up, there's just a squash there.
Yeah?
Yeah. Today, I didn't have the opportunity to do that, but because I didn't have any zucchini. A couple days ago, however, my landlord gave me some, and I made some zucchini bread. And
you
so
did.
There's some zucchini bread here that I brought in for
I
you guys.
I saw that.
It's here?
Yeah.
No kidding.
I love zucchini
Do you
bread.
Toast it and put butter on it? I mean, what? Just it's
you
like
could.
Regular
I mean,
bread?
It's good on its own. It's,
oh, you
it's more
know
of a cake
zucchini?
Than a bread.
Oh, yeah,
really.
It's like
it
banana
here.
Bread.
Yeah.
It's like a banana bread, only it's with zucchini, and it's just as sweet and wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
I used to make it, too. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, we're very clever.
I'd like to try
very
that.
Very clever people. Nobody else does that.
Are we allowed
that's
to eat in the studio?
Not now.
We break all the other rules anyway. Why not this one?
Why stop now?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right, we'll
Did you know zucchini's a fruit?
No.
I guess I didn't think about it.
Yeah.
Like tomatoes.
Yeah. If you're a gardener, you know this fact already, it says here. So I guess none of us are gardeners. You also know zucchini grows in abundance, ready to harvest in August. Zucchini growers also know that one plant of zucchini allows you to share what?
Share with your neighbors, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I think it was poorly.
Yeah. Once it takes off, that's it. I mean, you got a lot of zucchini.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to start a zucchini garden. Definitely at my new house.
A couple of plants, and you're on your way. I mean, you'll have so much zucchini, you'll be bringing it into work.
There's already rhubarb growing there.
Yeah?
I saw that. I don't know how to make rhubarb pie or anything. Got to learn that.
Any history items we ought to jump into before we move on here? I see Nixon resigned on this date back in 1970.
Tricky
I am not a crook.
Wow.
I am not a crook.
Is that what he said during his resignation?
No, not during the resignation. Wow. That was at a rally that he had. And that was the one where he pushed his press secretary off the stage.
No. What?
No.
Yeah. Ron Ziegler came up and handed him some papers or something, and he turned him around and he pushed him.
Oh, he was a nice man.
Yeah. It's on YouTube somewhere,
wow.
I'm sure.
I didn't know about that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Nixon was not a very happy person
at
that point.
Well, in addition to, I believe it. In addition to Nixon resigning live on TV today in 1974.
Right.
Today in 1908, the Wright brothers gave their first demonstration of an airplane.
Wow.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Riding on wings.
And also today in 1966, Yellow Submarine was released in the United States.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
It's an unidentified flying cupcake.
What are you talking about?
You've got a good voice there. Right?
Thank you.
Where's Ringo?
Hey.
I'm out of this. I'm not going to play Yoko.
We used to talk like the Beatles way back when. You know, it was something we could do.
Yes.
A Liverpoolian accent.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we have some Dells tickets to give away today?
We do. We have another Chula Vista Resort ticket, gift certificate, I should say, to give away. Has to be used in August. September 1st is the cutoff date, so we don't want you to enter the contest, and don't start texting yet, but we'll get to that in our next hour, 7 o'clock hour, all right? But we'll have that to give away, and don't forget, we're going to be at the night market again tonight. That starts at 5 o'clock officially, and we'll be there till about 9 o'clock. I think we'll be a part of that, right?
We'll
have some T-shirts to give away, and it's always a fun time, and tonight looks like a perfect night for it.
You know who's not going to make it back in time for going to Dell's?
What? Who? What?
NASA guys.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, like NASA, the astronauts?
Stuck on the space station.
We're going to leave them
stuck
up there.
What the heck? Can you imagine if I said, go to a show here in the station?
And we're just stuck there for the next 6 months?
You can get out in 2 hours, but then I change it to you're not going to get out in 2 hours. I'm going to keep you another 2 weeks in the station.
This is like something out of a movie.
Well, this is the Boeing.
The Boeing extravaganza
and,
problem.
You know, Boeing, they've had a lot of bad luck lately with their equipment.
Luck?
So these are a couple of the firing rockets that guide the ship actually to the perfect angle so that it goes through the atmosphere, and they aren't working. And so that's why they can't use this ship.
The Starliner
to get down back to Earth.
Because they can't angle it right.
They don't know. It might malfunction on the way down.
We've seen those movies. It could just skip off the atmosphere and tumble into space or burn up.
Right?
That's the problem with not having thrusters working on the Starliner. Wednesday, NASA officials admitted the issues might be more serious than first thought. And the astronauts might not return on the Boeing vehicle at all. They're going to use something else. I don't know. Were they going to put something together real quick?
No, they're waiting until the next one goes up.
SpaceX.
Yes.
Which is
a competitive company. See, there's a little bit of that in this.
SpaceX is the guy, or is it Bezos? It's Elon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
Bezos had one. He did, right? He took...
I don't know.
That's a good question. I can't remember now.
Kirk up. Come on, Sam, help us out.
He funded bringing William Shatner up. Is that what you're saying?
Funded? Didn't he put him in his thing?
I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised.
How can we not know this?
I wouldn't be surprised if you're a billionaire. Why wouldn't you pay to just put yourself in space for a little bit?
Just saying.
Just
somebody, please help us on the text line.
So they're stuck up there. These two astronauts were only supposed to be there a couple of weeks at the most. Now they're up there till February. I don't know why they can't send some other spaceship up there. Or Russians, could help up. No, they probably don't want to help.
They don't want to help us. China? No, not our friends right now. No.
Yeah. So the competitors might go up there and
they have
put their vehicles
flight.
Up. Yeah.
And
then everybody
February.
Switches over.
Oh, it's not until February they're going to make it. This is not.
And there's four seats on the competitive, Starliner.
I am not confident. If I'm up there, I'm not getting into anything that hasn't been tried and tested. I'll stay up there. I'll make my own water. I don't care.
Indefinitely?
Well, you probably will be making your own water.
Okay.
William Shatner's trip to space, I mention this to my daughter all the time because she's not a fan of space as a thing. She's just like, it just makes her wigs are out. Mm. She's 14. Makes sense.
Yeah.
But William Shatner came back after saying for how many years? His saying about going through space and going the final frontier. He came back from his trip to space going, this is nothing. I don't want anything to do with it. All I thought was my little blue ball down there is breaking. We're breaking it. And I was filled with sadness.
He was crying.
He had a really incredible realization
life
of that.
Experience.
It was just something that it was amazing just to hear him talk about
it.
All right. Well, I went up to Sauk City last night, and I met a couple of buddies up there at a bar. No, Sam, we did not get snot slinging drunk.
Oh,
just
man.
Had a beer or two.
That's only an occasion saved for the morning, right?
Yeah. Sitting there, we're talking. They're in the Dells, in Baraboo area, and they're letting me know what's going on. And then one of them said to me, this is from the heart. He said, This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on handcrafted Verlo Mattress, available on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
You've got some smart friends, friend.
Coming right back with the John and Gordy Show for this Thursday on WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For many Wisconsin farmers, too much water this spring meant fewer acres planted, and we're not out of the woods when it comes to challenges yet. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. One area that Wisconsin farmers still need to monitor is the potential for tar spot in their cornfields. Dr. Damon Smith's our University Extension plant pathologist, and he says that is an issue that could really take a toll on overall yields if you don't pay attention.
So we kind of watch what's going on in that upper third of the canopy. If it reaches that upper third and it gets to be about 5 to 10% leaf coverage on that upper canopy, we can start to have some pretty substantial losses. You know, the bad years of 2018 and 2021, We saw some fields, you know, with yield reductions, 40 to, sometimes 80, bushels per acre. So that's pretty substantial.
Dr. Damon Smith, University Extension plant pathologist, he said, so far in Wisconsin's corn growing season, we haven't had a lot of tar spot issues, but he said that can change at any time. So keep monitoring. I'm monitoring the markets for you on a Thursday morning, and so far it looks like that corn market, as well as beans, back under pressure. Numbers are next.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one, 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF Genetics, proprietary germplasm and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVets Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Big rally yesterday in the dairy complex. We saw barrel cheese gain 4 cents to 195. 40-pound block cheese was up 6.5, 196.5. AA butter stood still, 3.10 1/4 per pound. This morning in Chicago, the September Class 3 milks up a nickel at 20.85. The October milk closed 34 cents stronger, 21.16 a hundredweight. Right now, December new crop corn's down a penny at 3.99 3/4. November new crop beans down a penny and a quarter, 10.17 1/2. September wheat up a penny and a half right now, 5.39 3/4. Per bushel. I'm Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today, 75, wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, sunshine still breezy with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's majestic golden eagles and other less majestic birds taunting you through the baseball-sized hole in your new windows. It's soaring guitar solos performed through faulty wiring in your garage, which subsequently erupts into flames. It's also around-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of home ownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
On the next Devil's Advocates radio show, Crudy sits down with congressional candidate Rebecca Cook and more polling results from Charles Franklin and the Marquette University Law School poll.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Mouthwash Cola Soda Pop, the all-new soda pop that cleans your breath while it rots your teeth.
It's good stuff.
My dad used to say when I drank a Coke, you know, I clean my tools in that. Every time. No, I clean my tools in that. It takes rust off tools. Thanks, Dad.
I clean my toilet with it.
6:34, sunshine this morning, 62 degrees. Highs near 76 today. We'll check in with Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist, in just a little while and get the inside on the outside.
Oh, wow. That's very cool.
Johnny?
This is Idiocracy. I know we've got a lot of things. I just want to mention one thing. What? One thing.
No,
Madison. Madison is having a compost goal. Madison has a compost. Madison's mammoth mission. This is from this wonderful newsletter, Madison Minutes. I really recommend you find it. Right. It just gives a little taste of what's going on in Madison, if you will. Exactly.
Yeah, it's a great email.
The 2024 goal is to compost 22,000 pounds of food scraps. And you can drop off your food scraps at any of the free drop-off sites. And I didn't know drop-off sites existed. I didn't even know South Madison has a farmer's market, East Side Farmer's Market, and the West Side Community Market. Yeah. They all exist. There's one everywhere. And you can drop off. They can eggshells, veggies, fruit, raw coffee grounds, loose tea leaves. And there's a full list online. But they're trying to get everything. And I've got a composter in my backyard, my new backyard, I think.
Yeah, well, that...
I got to learn how to use it.
Well, yeah, you can use that.
Right?
You don't use that to take then all your stuff into this thing.
Oh, I don't? I don't know what it is.
I think you just bring
it refuse. Put it in your garden.
You just put it in your garden.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right. So, there you go.
But I don't know. You know, I've just never been able to figure this thing out.
What?
This event, you know?
Oh, really? You've heard about it before.
Taking your stuff in and, yeah. Well,
Where do you keep it?
How do you do that?
Yeah. Where do you store that stuff?
Without it smelling. Yeah.
I don't get it. I'm just not pure Madison, I guess, you know? Part Milwaukee here.
It's an educational thing. You know, you bring it and you say, well, how do I get you more? And they'll give you an idea, freeze it.
I just don't get it.
Okay.
I really don't.
There you go.
But that's the way
it
is.
For those who understand it and do it all the time,
keep doing it.
Yes.
Sustain.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Sustain.
Good morning, John.
All right. Good morning to you.
After 4 hours sleep, what do you got?
Yes, I know. Idiocracy.
Idiocracy.
That's what it's all about. And, you know, we're talking about Wall Street. You know, it had a little dip there, and then all of a sudden all the megas came out and said that we're going to have a great recession. And, of course, we're not. It was a blip. It was just one of those days on Wall Street where you can't figure out why these investors are doing what they're doing. But, okay, that's fine.
Is it
fine.
A correction?
Well, somebody has called it a correction. I think even Trump. So don't repeat it because, you know, he's just making this stuff up. But, you know, just because the job numbers were normal this time instead of, you know, through the roof, as they always are under the Biden administration, investors kind of panicked a little bit, and the stock market dipped, and the world collapsed around it. So everything is fine now. Yeah. Everything is just fantastic. But, you know, Fox News wanted to make a point. They really didn't want to let this story go right away. So,
really?
It was a big deal to them, of course. They're going to try to point out every possible wrong thing they can. Cut 41 is something I want to queue up here and make sure everybody hears what one Wall Street investor had to say to these Fox News hosts who just wanted to beat up on this economy because it's Biden's. But this Wall Street guy wouldn't let him do it. So let's check this out here.
If we're headed for a recession, how difficult could this be for Kamala Harris?
Yeah, I'd love to debate both you guys on the economy. GDP's higher. jobs is higher. Yeah. Wages is higher. Yeah. The stock market's up huge under Biden.
Yep.
This idea of what you guys are talking about, there's more 2,000-day losses under President Trump than 500-day losses under Joe Biden. We should get the facts right on where the economy is. Bill, you do a great job on that. But we know that Friday was, if not for the outstanding 15 million-plus jobs of the Biden-Harris campaign over the last 3.5 years, 140,000 less plus is normal jobs. There's not going to be a recession. I actually think that there's a possibility that we're going to have the August numbers look incredibly strong.
Well, a lot of those recovery jobs coming back. We know that. But listen, the markets.
I got to cut you off. You know, you're just you're not falling in line with us here on this Fox News channel. And what are you doing? We got you in here to talk it down.
Mm-hmm.
But as you could see, that Wall Street investor was not having any of it.
Isn't that interesting? It got on to the source of the rights information. Yep. They get it from the, you know, Fox. We get ours, you know, liberals get theirs from MSNBC, and we all try and go to CNN and get, you know, the truth.
Yeah.
No longer the case necessarily with Fox getting the truth.
But this is happening an awful lot on Fox.
Yeah. Well, sure.
They are getting stung left and right with their guests because you just can't keep lying about it. And the guests can't lie or don't want to lie, except for the reliable liars that they always have on that channel.
I'm looking at the stock numbers here the last few days. They have been down, you know, maybe 3-4 days in a row. Yesterday they were down a couple of hundred points.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it does look like it's not a huge sell-off or anything yet. I mean, it's maybe a little bit of a correction.
Right.
And then, you know, it'll be fine.
And the nasty thing is that when unemployment numbers go up,
yeah.
Well, Wall Street has the greatest day ever.
Right.
They love unemployment.
It's crazy.
Try to figure that one out.
I can't.
But, you know, it, not everybody's falling in line with Fox or Trump. Get this. I thought this was really good. Cut 42 out of Arizona. A mayor out there, John Giles, got before the microphone and shouted this. Let's listen.
And I think the time has come for us as Arizona Republicans to admit the obvious and to start saying the quiet part out loud, which is that our party's nominee is not qualified for office.
Wow.
And that we need to vote for the adult in the room, and that is Kamala Harris.
It is time to put partisan loyalties aside and vote for the leadership that will truly represent the people we want to be in the eyes of the world.
Wow.
Character matters.
Of Arizona.
Okay. Wow. Okay. I know. And
there
that
it is.
That is a Republican mayor of Mesa, Arizona.
Mesa.
John Giles. And just, you know, declaring that their candidate isn't ready for the White House.
Yeah. There are more and more Republicans coming out there and saying this now.
Well, it's because, you know, the Trump administration, well, the people that are backing Trump are so wrong, and they've made such ridiculous points lately that no one can jump on board. No one will repeat those points. They're rebelling against the dumb ideas that are coming from Trump and JD. You know, they're trying to attack Harris and Walz now with the most ridiculous ideas ever. And next hour we'll be looking at a few of those things.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, everybody's having second thoughts about their wonderful, great candidate who now everybody's saying, well, he's too old. He really should, you know, give up this thing and give it to somebody else. Maybe JD, please. Please, JD Vance.
Oh, my God.
Let's go with that.
That would be awesome.
Even Lindsey Graham is telling Trump, hey, knock it off with all the racial profiling and all this stuff. Get back to policy. You know, of course, Trump's not going to listen to Lindsey Graham.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah.
So we can't change Donald Trump. We can't change JD Vance.
All right.
How does one change one's mind? How do we help the Republicans who are still supporting him and are a little uncomfortable with it, how do we help them find their way to, it's okay, let it go?
Sam has this the answer.
That's an uncomfortable conversation, right? That I am going to have with my dad at some point before the election.
Really?
Okay. He's not a hardcore Trump supporter or anything. I would say he's a closeted Trump supporter.
Yeah.
And at least he was during the last election. I don't know if it's changed since then, but it's a conversation that I've been putting off for a while, and I probably will until probably October sometime.
But kids don't know what you're talking about.
What do you mean?
You generational kids.
Gen Z-er.
Your father is probably a Gen X-er.
Another thing I've seen is that, well, okay, so a lot of, I shouldn't say a lot of, but there's a significant part of Donald Trump's voting bloc, his supporters, that are like middle-aged white men who have kids. And Sophia, my girlfriend, she's been telling me about a trend she's seen on TikTok about these Gen Z girls and women who are talking to their dads and like somehow convincing them of like how crazy it is that they're supporting Trump.
No kidding. Wow.
And they're the only ones who are really getting through to him, which is, I think is really cool. But also, I wish other people would be able to get through to these people in the same way.
Well, girls talking to their dads about Trump, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Dad, you know,
dads love their daughters, boy.
Right?
And there's this bond.
They'll listen. They'll listen.
Yeah. And how you treat women matters.
Yeah. Yes.
That's true.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, you know, the father is very protective.
Of course.
So once he hears that there is trouble,
for
their
him.
Daughter, you know, all of a sudden the defenses go up.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. And for you, for your sons, too, for goodness sakes. You want your sons to be good men.
Oh, yeah.
And not to emulate someone like a Donald Trump who talks about women so poorly.
Well, I went through the roof when I was talking to my mega friend in Milwaukee. We were talking and we were having a heated debate about something. And he said, well, is this coal? My older son. Mm-hmm. I said, why are you bringing up coal? Because, well, it sounds like coal. And I just exploded. I said, you never, ever bring my kids into a conversation that we're having.
Yeah.
Don't bring them into it. They have nothing to do with it. And I just blew up. just wow.
Yeah.
So that's how dads defend their kids.
That's right.
Yep.
No,
yeah,
and
it
coal
is.
Did not influence you. You have had you're influencing them still.
No.
Not sure about that.
Well, they're pretty strong-willed, those two. But, you know, the Gen Zers, they have taught me an awful lot. They have learned so much in school. You know, when they complain about public education, it's so wrong. They're so wrong. My kids have learned so much in school. It's ridiculous. So, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
kids.
Speaking of your kids and being, do you have time for this, Gordy?
Yes, go ahead.
Are you sure? Just back to school, now is the time to start adjusting your kids' sleep schedules. Doesn't apply to your household.
No.
Right? Because they're overnighters.
They're done.
Yeah. They're doing more overnight
radio.
They're
done with school,
too. But, getting back to school, I'm going to start. Mm-hmm. And I told my daughter just yesterday, you got to start ramping it back. Because she stays up till 11 midnight right now. But she's got to get to bed early to start getting up real early. Soon.
Right.
Yeah. That's
but,
all.
But they
just a warning.
Quickly.
Yeah, it's time. Yeah. It's time.
Hey, coming up in a little while, we're going to be talking to Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democratic campaign. And also, today is the day. This is a deadline day to request an absentee ballot.
Oh.
Yes. Be a voter. Regular and permanent overseas voters, or if you're a regular or permanent overseas voter, your absentee ballot request has to be received by your municipal clerk no later than 5 p.m. today.
Okay.
So if you're overseas, I think, you know, you got a few hours to get that.
See, they can listen.
How do they do
they
this?
Can listen to
Doesn't
us on the
it,
Civic
yes.
Media. Yeah.
It's
okay.
In the afternoon there.
And don't forget that primary day is coming up August 13th, right around the corner. So be aware.
So
get
who
registered,
can cast an absentee ballot? Who can cast them?
Those who request them. I mean, I don't
you
think
have
you
to
can.
Have
no,
a
I think No, I don't think.
Okay.
No, it used to be you had to be in the hospital or you were staying at home or something. But I think
I have a question about that.
Well, I bet you Nick Ramos can help us out with that in our next hour.
Yeah. I see what you did there.
Yeah. Also, coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, we'll be giving away a Chula Vista Resort gift certificate. Yeah, this is a one night stay in a 2-bedroom condo, but it also includes our water park passes for six.
So one night stay in a 2-bedroom. but it has a rollout couch, so you can actually put six people.
Yes.
It does.
Absolutely, yeah. This is like a suite.
It's a suite. It's a,
yes. But the deal is on this.
It's only good to the end of the month.
Exactly. Yeah. It's only good, and it expires September 1st. So
last hurrah at Chula Vista.
Yep, and we'll be opening up the text lines after 7 o'clock, and we'll tell you what to text in to be a potential winner. Okay?
All right.
All right. Well, we all good with that? Everybody on board on that?
You really explained it well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gordy.
I can sleep easier now.
Thank your father.
It is 6:49. You're listening to the John and Gordy Show, along with Catherine Lake and Sam Davison. We're coming right back.
Gordy's the prize man.
He's the prize man.
Oh, yeah.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
Ten minutes before the top of the hour, 92.7 WMDX.
I'm eating zucchini.
I can hear it in your voices. It's nothing more disgusting.
Sorry. I thought I could.
Eating on the air. Is that really that good? Give me a piece of that.
The most fantastic
thing. I want a piece.
You made it?
Oh, I think.
Did you make
zucchini
it?
Zucchini bread.
It's not my recipe. I just found it on the internet. But I made it, yeah.
You made it.
Hey, by the way, there's no nuts in this, right?
No.
Okay, oh, my God. Thank God. Now you ask.
I didn't bring my EpiPen today, so.
I hate nuts and everything. God, why do they do that? They destroy everything with putting nuts in it.
I hate it.
I love nuts and and breads and stuff like that.
Oh, God.
What is the number I should have my sister call?
Well, I'm glad you didn't this time.
What's the number?
Yeah, 608.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, 608. Okay.
879-879-8255.
8255.
Is our number to call and text for the show.
Okay. We're trying to call her, but it keeps going to voicemail.
Because my sister is in Virginia on the East Coast, and they're having Hurricane Debbie.
She knows you well.
She knows
me. She's putting you in voicemail immediately.
Apparently. What's interesting, though, is you will hear that our voices are the same. They really are. And we used to make fun of my mom. We'd call her, both of us, and try and make her figure out who's saying what. She's 10 years older than me, this sister of mine. Mm. And she looks 10 years younger than me. Her hair hasn't gone gray. I hate her.
I thought you were going to just throw a little barb at her and say, oh, she looks 10 years older, too.
No, she doesn't.
Are you going to call her right now?
I think Sam is going to. I just texted and told her to call here, so hopefully she will. Okay. We'll worry about that in a minute.
All right.
This is a health segment, right? This is health.
Yeah, we got health news.
Oh. Yeah, we got music for this. Right?
Oh, good. Okay.
We always have an intro for something.
All right.
Something new, I think.
Sorry, Sam. We're all over the place.
Bring my friend, I said you called Dr. Robert.
Dr. Robert.
He was the doctor that gave him all the drugs, right?
He dosed him with LSD.
There you go.
Unknowingly.
Yeah, without telling them.
Right. One night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At Dr. Robert's place.
It was always fun.
They went on an overnight trip, but didn't go anywhere.
You know, just, you know, it's so much fun to watch Gordy talk about the Beatles. You see, his face just lights up, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? He knows everything.
He does.
That should be the contest. Yeah.
Well,
try and stump Gordy and win tickets to Chula Vista.
Hey, I would like to know if there's any trivia contests going on out there that involve the Beatles.
Somebody
get a hold of me, and I'd like to find out about that.
You could become a millionaire.
Well, no. I'd like to host that.
Put a little earpiece in the contest.
Maybe we should do our own. You know, that bar right around the corner from me, maybe that would be a good place to host a trivia contest.
The Blue Moon?
Yeah. That's a great place.
All right.
Not an endorsement, but hey, I really like it there.
No, we mentioned the places we like to go.
Yeah. It's a good one. Okay. It's a nice neighborhood bar. They've got a balcony up there and with
they do. Yeah, I've never been upstairs.
Really good food.
Yeah, I've never been there lately.
Excellent. It's excellent.
Maybe 40 years ago I was there.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
You know, I was talking to the bartender there, and he told me a couple of stories, and he was going on and on about the place, and it's been there forever. And then he said, "This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's east and west sides. Or online at verlo.com." And then he said, "You want another beer?" And I said, "Yeah, I do."
I was only half listening.
Wow, what a great story.
And I just thought, oh no, we got trapped again.
Gotcha.
Oh, you got gotcha.
You know, he's going to get slugged. Anytime he does this again, you know,
really?
I'm just, okay. All right, man, you're pushing it is what you're doing here.
All right.
You're sucking us in. This is just really not fair. All right. Well, anyway, let's talk about something more serious because, you know, we're talking about healthcare here, right?
Oh, yeah.
And bird flu cases are underreported in most areas of the country. And health officials risk being too slow if the virus were to become more contagious. Now, we're talking about another pandemic, perhaps? A large surge of infections outside of farm worker communities would trigger the government's flu surveillance system, but then it might be too late to contain bird flu. Researchers analyzed blood samples from 35 workers from, get this, dairy farms that had outbreaks in Michigan.
Because it's going from the birds to the cows.
To the cows? But they showed no signs of the bird flu in these workers at the dairy farms in Michigan. But that isn't what happened in Texas. Mm. We don't want to find ourselves in another COVID situation. Here's the bottom line. Now, this is a little scary. This is like movie stuff. Okay.
No.
The study gives fresh urgency to reports of undiagnosed ailments among farm workers and veterinarians. The CDC has warned that if people are infected by the seasonal flu and the bird flu simultaneously, the two types of viruses could swap genes in a way that allows the bird flu to spread between people as easily as the seasonal varieties. So then we'll have
a
pandemic and we'll have bird flu flus.
Okay, you are
kidding. Wait a minute, swapping genes?
Yes, swapping genes, yeah.
Levi's for Dockers? What are you talking about? I don't understand this at all.
Well, you know, genetics, man.
Genetics, man.
Get with the ticket here. But here's the thing. If bird flu becomes as easily transmittable as the flu, we're in real trouble.
What you're telling me is our entities, humans, that will take both of these bugs and it will
change
our bodies to make it better for us to transmit these. Man, Mother
for
Nature
us to get
is
it
really
and transmit
mad at
it.
Us.
Yes.
I've said it once
done.
Before, and I'll say it again.
Say it again, Sam.
I took a class on infectious disease in college.
Oh, my gosh.
What happened to start COVID, basically, is not like out of the possibility to happen again. It's probably likely, actually, in the future at some point.
Yeah.
And now we've got regular COVID shots.
Okay. Right. You're fired, Sam. You're done. I don't want any more of that kind of bad news. Lord. This is not a wake-up
You
want to
just stick your head in the sand.
I do.
No, you got to, you know, take it head on.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's kind of good news here. Harris.
Okay.
Kamala signaled in 2019 that her Medicare for All proposal would cover all immigrants regardless of status. Now, you don't want immigrants or anybody in this country not getting the kind of treatment they need in case they have
some kind of flu.
I know. And plus at dairy farms in Texas. So Harris has not expressly exactly said anything about that, but we'll see what her position is on that in the future. Wow. Not too distant future either.
6:58 coming up right around the corner. We'll be checking in with Terry Bell with the big story of the day. Also from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, Nick Ramos, and a whole lot more on the John and Gordy Show for this Thursday on WMDX.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Ratcliffe joins us to talk all things sports balls. Brittany Merlot with weather and wine. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter, then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio,
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.